You are listening to Irish Radio Canada at Folk Alliance International 2024 in Kansas City, and I have three wonderful musicians sitting in front of me that make up Ensemble San Geneto, and they are Katharina, Jacobo, and Adriano. And I'm not going to say an awful lot because I would be out of my depth. But first of all, guys, where are you from?
We are from Italy, so hello, Austin. We are so happy to be here. We are from the north of Italy.
And the reason you and I are talking is because I saw you opening up your instruments, and the first thing I noticed was a harp. And then, when I heard the harp being played, there were strains that sounded very much what would be in the Irish Celtic tradition. So your music influence is in those veins?
Yeah, actually the Irish culture it was one of our referring points when we started playing. I mean, one of the folk music that we were interested in when we started playing. And of course, playing the Irish harp or the liver harp, or as you whatever you want to call, it's in a way you have to cross with the Irish culture.
So your musical influences, how would you identify your musical influences?
Our musical influences are definitely wide European influences. I mean, we take a lot from Irish, Scottish music, as well as French music and Italian traditional music and some Spanish, Galician. So I would say, wide European music.
And traditionally, is the harp part of Italian instrument? Like, would it be an Italian instrument?
Traditionally, is not properly an Italian an Italian instrument. Even if we have a part of this kind of popular instrument, is can be found in the south of Italy. There is an example that can be found in the south of Italy, but it's quite recent because it dates back to 19th century.
Okay. Because if I think back, and I totally wrong in this, going way back to the images you would have of Rome back when it went from BC to AD, and there may be some depictions of harps in pictures. Yeah. So, and I know that's universal because everywhere there's a stringed instrument and everywhere there's a drum. So what is your role in all of this?
So, hello, Austin. I'm Katharina, and I play bowed psaltery in the band. So, psaltery is P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. It's a string instrument which has deep roots, and we can see Mediterranean area. Originally, the instrument was mentioned in the Bible, so it's very, very ancient. Of course, it was a plucked instrument, and it helped to the intonation of psalms. Of course, we do use this instrument in a very modern way. We don't want to. So this instrument is normally used for early music, and we try to actualize this instrument and make it more modern in sounds. When we amplify it, we even use pedals and octavers, and so it's a nice experimentation. We try to push the instrument to the very to the limits of its potentialities.
It's I can't help but notice, but what appears to be like Celtic knots or rings on your ring.
Ah, yeah.
What's the story there?
I simply, like all the others, we have a past in Irish music, and it's also present. Yeah. I personally also play in a trio, which the main repertoire is Irish and Scottish. So I do normally play the harp too. And so for me, Irish culture is always a point of reference when I sing and play.
And so you recorded an album of your own, which was Irish Scottish music.
Yes, the name of the band is Aran Talaf. Yeah. It's a Gaelic name, and you can find it on Spotify.
Right. Yeah. And so what was your introduction then to what would have been Scottish-Irish, that genre of music, the traditional Irish Scottish style music.
My introduction, you mean how I
began? Where you heard it first, or how, where you fell in love with it?
It's because my father and me and Adriano, we are twins. Our father is an instrument maker. He is a harp builder. So in our house there were a lot of musicians that came. We came across with Alain Stivell and also Derek Bell of Chieftains. So yeah, of course.
From an early age, it was the sound of the harp was in the wafting through the air.
Yes, and also Irish tradition, through Chieftains music, of course, but other musicians too.
So Jacopo, that explains their connection.
Where's your one about mine? Actually, I mean, I'm really a lot into European folk music, and as Adriano said, if you are into folk music, you in Europe you definitely come across Irish music. So that's my story. Actually, I've been playing Irish music since almost 20 years now. So I'm joining regular session. I was playing in Enniscrod Fest, for example, which is a great festival in Ennis for traditional music. Or I have a trio with a couple of musicians from Belfast. So that's it. I mean, I came across into Irish music 20 years ago, and then all the time across the edge, a bit on the French side, and then a bit on the Irish side, and
the fusion of both.
Yeah, and for example, in Ensemble San Gineto is the most of the Irish sound you can listen is given by the guitar, because I'm using an Irish tuning, Dadgad tuning, which is really common for Irish music. And so that's something we wanted to experiment. I mean, we have some instruments like the Celtic harp, and Caterina, she has a proper Celtic voice, but we're having an Italian repertoire, and the rhythm I'm giving with the guitar is mostly Irish rhythm. So that's the one of the biggest connections we have with the sound.
So you mentioned the Enniscrodfest and Belfast. I take it all three of you have, on more than one occasion, visited and played and participated in sessions in Ireland.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, in Ireland, the three of us, we played just in Belfast, because once we had the occasion, the opportunity to play for the Italian Institute, Cultural Institute in Belfast, they invited us, and we performed this crossover repertoire between Italian roots and with Celtic flavor, let me say that. Personally, I've been playing for other Celtic countries like Wales or Scotland for more than seven, 8 years, so regularly, but I've never played in Ireland, for example. I brought my harp over there. It was a very tricky to bring it on the plane, but once I get there, I just try to get into the sessions in Dublin, in Galway, in Dublin. But you know, with this kind of instruments, you cannot really get into that, and especially because they are crowded, the session, you know, in the pub set.
So what are your aspirations from Folk Alliance?
That's a very nice question. I mean, what we really loved is the connections we have made for these four days. So we met a lot of fabulous, stunning artists from whom we can take inspiration, and we had a lot of fun also in jamming with them. So I may say that probably the connections, if they we go farther than this festival, that would be our goal. So if the connections, in a way, they will be developed into a invitation to festivals, or having opportunities to play all over a year, and creating other connections from them, I think that's the main goal.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for getting up early and coming and having
us. Thank you. It's
a wonderful meeting. We will share a piece of music with the listener, and thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Austin,
for inviting us.
Thank you.